Radio Gdańsk, English News.
Good afternoon. It's Monday, the 24th of October, and this is the Radio Gdańsk News, read by Elizabeth Peck. Ukraine's Defense Minister Oleksiy Reznikov has called for UN and IAEA monitoring missions after Russia claimed Ukraine is preparing to use dirty nuclear weapons in the region. According to Ukrainian media outlets, Russia's Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu called the defense ministers of several NATO countries, including France, Great Britain, Turkey, and the United States, claiming that Ukraine was supposedly preparing to use a dirty bomb. According to Deutsche Welle and other media outlets, Shoigu did not provide any evidence to support this claim. Ukrainian Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba condemned Shoigu's statements, and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said the world should respond in the strongest possible way to further escalation by Russia. If Russia calls and says that Ukraine is allegedly preparing something, it means one thing. Russia has already prepared all this, stated Zelensky. I believe that now the world should react as harshly as possible. UN officials have warned that more than 40% of the Ukrainian population, or roughly 18 million people, are now in need of emergency aid due to Russia's ongoing war of aggression. Speaking at a UN Security Council meeting last Friday, Denise Brown, the United Nations resident coordinator in Ukraine, described the sheer depth of the humanitarian catastrophe in Ukraine as staggering. In addition to discussions on access to healthcare, schooling, and psychosocial support, efforts are underway to ensure that Ukraine's civilian population has a safe, decent, and warm place to live for the winter months. Brown told ambassadors that the UN and the humanitarian community have developed a separate, specific plan that includes repairing residential buildings near the front lines, supplying people with blankets, mattresses, and clothing, and providing generators for schools and heating for hospitals. Officials have confirmed that Poland is close to selecting a foreign partner to help build its first nuclear power plant after talks in Washington over the weekend. Climate and Environment Minister Anna Moskwa and Deputy Prime Minister Jacek Sasin were in Washington over the weekend to discuss nuclear proposals with U.S. Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm. Sasin later told reporters there is a very good chance that U.S. company Westinghouse would supply the technology for the first three nuclear reactors in Poland. In mid-September, the U.S. government and the Westinghouse Nuclear Power Company offered to cooperate on civil nuclear energy development in Poland and offered to build six large-scale reactors based on American technology. Poland has also received construction offers from France's EDF and South Korea's KHNP. Polish officials announced yesterday that the government has prepared draft legislation to introduce heavier sentences for espionage amid ongoing threats from Russia. Under the proposed legislation, the punishment for working for a foreign intelligence service will increase from 1 to 10 years in prison to a jail term of 5 to 25 years. Passing along sensitive information will be punishable by a minimum prison sentence of 8 years up to life imprisonment, compared to the current maximum penalty of only 3 years in prison. Additionally, organizing and directing the activities of a foreign intelligence service on Polish territory will carry a prison sentence from 10 years up to life imprisonment, a marked increase from the previous minimum punishment of only 5 years. According to officials, the proposed regulations were modeled on rules already in place in other EU countries, including Estonia, France, Germany, and Sweden.
The weather.
Today will be cool and mostly cloudy, with a chance for rain showers in the morning and evening, and a gentle breeze coming in from the south. Temperatures will peak around a high of 15 degrees centigrade, or 59 degrees Fahrenheit, dropping to a low of 9 degrees centigrade, or 48 degrees Fahrenheit, overnight. Similar weather is expected for tomorrow, with a chance for some sunshine and clearer skies later in the week. This has been the Radio Gdańsk News and Weather. Take care of yourself and those around you.